mindful moments start with us. Life is made up of mindful moments, and we're all on our own unique journey full of them. Even though all of our mindful moments are diverse, there are universal themes: love, happiness, fulfillment, and connection. When we come together to share our experiences and lessons learned, we feel validated, like there are other people out there that feel the same way we do. And my favorite thing to do as a manifesting coach is bring groups of people together to feel supported, connected, and accepted unconditionally. Our group coaching sessions are intended to do just that and so much more. And the next one is coming up on April 20th, 2024, and you are invited. It will be absolutely amazing to get us all together on a group coaching call, Reiki infused, of course, with the intention of clearing major manifesting blocks and whatever other healing your soul needs at that moment. I truly feel we could all benefit and learn from each other if we get together in a safe, open space. And that's exactly what this is. You get all the benefits of a full private session that include tarot, coaching, and Reiki, plus the camaraderie that comes with being in the presence of other mystics who are in the same boat as you. Come and get the manifesting help you need now and make magical connections along the way. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/group to join us on April 20th. Spots are limited, so don't wait to sign up if you're feeling called to be part of this group this time around. I cannot wait to see you there. You're tuning in to the Mindful Moments Challenge. Cultivate self-awareness in 15 days. Be sure to post your journey in our free Facebook group using hashtag mindfulmoments so we can support each other. Link in the show notes. Now, let's have some mindful moments together. Day 9, communication. Communication is the exchange of thoughts, ideas, and emotions between individuals. Effective communication shares many traits with mindfulness, such as presence, active listening, and of course, empathy. When we communicate with a mindful attitude, we can be fully attuned to the other person, giving them our undivided attention without the intrusion of distracting thoughts or preconceived notions. This deep level of presence helps us build genuine connections because everyone feels heard and valued. And that's what we want when we communicate with other people. In general, mindfulness teaches us the skill of active listening, whether we're listening to our own words or the words of others. It's not about hearing the words that are being spoken, but also about understanding the underlying emotions and intentions behind them. It's about digging deeper and not just looking at the surface level. By suspending judgment and maintaining an open mindset, mindful communicators create a safe space for authentic expression, fostering trust and mutual respect. Have you ever been part of a conversation where you felt like the other person was just kind of waiting for you to stop talking so that they could talk again? That doesn't feel good. And it's the opposite of mindful communication and kind of the opposite of respectful communication as well. What about that age-old advice of, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all? Remember the power of empathy and mindfulness. Instead of just chatting with someone, we can have a profound interaction that nurtures empathy and understanding whenever we choose to. Also, remember the importance of responding versus reacting. By recognizing and acknowledging emotions of others while speaking to them, without immediately reacting to them, we can respond with greater patience, compassion, and clarity, and in general, just more respect. And that's what ultimately fosters deeper and more meaningful and more mindful connections. So now it's time to be empowered. Mindful communication makes every interaction more meaningful, and we can choose it to be that way. We are within our own right and control to make all of our interactions meaningful if we want them to be. Or any interaction we choose to have can have a great lasting effect on us if we want. If we practice mindfulness for ourselves every single day via the tips given throughout this challenge, it becomes easier to regulate our own emotions, extend empathy to others, as well as be authentic. All the mindfulness skills we're cultivating in this challenge are indeed transferable to our relationships and any connection we want to build, whether it's meeting new friends, being out on the dating scene, or even just having polite conversations with other people that aren't necessarily small talk. We can build in a more meaningful and mindful way. Heightened self-awareness helps us recognize our own communication patterns as well, our biases and our triggers, and that empowers us to make conscious choices when we're interacting with others. It makes us more aware of things that might not be helpful in the connection or might not foster a strong connection or help build trust with the other person. This can also help us avoid situations we know might not be a good fit for us in that moment, or to terminate relationships completely if they are exceedingly toxic, or to find any red flags or any green flags that are showing up within our communication as well. It just makes it much more easier to be aware of what the deeper meaning of this communication is. By cultivating mindfulness, we build up our own self-respect that we then extend to others by default. And if we don't get respect back from them, we are in the best position we can possibly be in to disconnect respectfully. Before practicing mindful communication, we might not have had the tools to even recognize this as a possibility, let alone make it happen. But the more we practice mindfulness, the more we realize that we are in control of how we perceive others, and to a certain extent, how we can build that connection with them. Mindful communication means clearly articulating our own thoughts and emotions where it's appropriate. No more trauma dumping on unsuspecting people. No more feeling obligated to participate in conversations that make us uncomfortable. There's a level of authenticity, yes, mixed with respect that comes with mindful communication. And that level of self-awareness helps us understand social interactions better, helps us better understand how the other person is feeling within this interaction, so that we can slowly build up relationships with people at a pace that makes both of us feel comfortable. And this applies to romantic relationships as well as platonic relationships or even just acquaintances. Think of how much easier it would be to manifest what you want if you could confidently and calmly express your desires to other people who can help make it happen, potentially. Think about a raise at work, or asking questions in class, or easing into friendly conversation with people in public places. All these things are rooted in mindful communication, and it can be a great way to manifest what it is you want to manifest. So here are some quick tips for cultivating the habit of mindful communication. Be sure to give at least one of these a try today to get the most out of this challenge. First, check intentions. Before speaking, take a moment to consider your intentions behind your words, even if they seem harmless or unimportant for whatever reason. Ensure your communication is coming from a place of kindness and curiosity rather than being defensive or deflective or feeling like you just have to say this thing for whatever reason. Think about why you feel like you want to say this thing. And be sure to observe body language. Pay attention to other people's body language and subtle nonverbal cues. Effective listening isn't just about the words, because there's so many ways that we can communicate. Facial expressions, body and limb placement, eye contact, and more all add layers of meaning to communication. And finally, stay curious and open-minded. Approach all conversations, no matter how short or long or who with a curious mindset and a willingness to learn from others. Be open to new ideas and viewpoints. Check your emotional reactions and defensive feelings while also enforcing your boundaries as necessary. Thank you so much for listening. This is going to wrap up today's installment of the Mindful Moments Challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow for more Mindful Moments. I'm Sarah Ray, your manifesting coach and crystal Reiki master. And as you go on your way today, know that I'm sending you an abundance of love, light, and inspiration. Blessed be.